6. Pets.
Welcome to the Pet Show. We've got four teenagers here today, and they're going to tell us about their pets.
Hi, my name's Ben. I've got an unusual pet. It's a very large spider, a tarantula. Comes from South America. I call it Fang. I have to feed Fang about 8 times a day. He eats insects. They have to be live insects, not dead. I buy the insects at a pet shop. The hairs on Fang's legs can be poisonous. I'm very careful when I take him out of his box.
My name's Mandy. I've got a Siamese cat. She's cream and chocolate brown with blue eyes. Her name's Choco. I have to feed her twice a day. She loves her food. She likes chicken, fish, and tins of cat food. She's quite clever. She can open the kitchen door. She jumps up and pushes down the handle.
My name's Julian. I've got a rat called Rupert. He's white with pink eyes and a long pink tail. I feed him twice a day. He eats seeds and cereal. Sometimes I give him a little piece of cheese. Rupert lives in a cage, but I take him out of his cage for about an hour every day. He loves running around my room.
My name's Sylvia. I've got a horse called Starlight. She's black with a white star on her head. I feed her oats once a day, but she also eats grass all day. I brush her every day before I go to school. After school, I ride her for an hour every day.
Six. Pets.
Welcome to the Pet Show. We've got four teenagers here today, and they're going to tell us about their pets.
Hi, my name's Ben. I've got an unusual pet. It's a very large spider, a tarantula. Comes from South America. I call it Fang. I have to feed Fang about 8 times a day. He eats insects. They have to be live insects, not dead. I buy the insects at a pet shop. The hairs on Fang's legs can be poisonous. I'm very careful when I take him out of his box.
My name's Mandy. I've got a Siamese cat. She's cream and chocolate brown with blue eyes. Her name's Choco. I have to feed her twice a day. She loves her food. She likes chicken, fish, and tins of cat food. She's quite clever. She can open the kitchen door. She jumps up and pushes down the handle.
My name's Julian. I've got a rat called Rupert. He's white with pink eyes and a long pink tail. I feed him twice a day. He eats seeds and cereal. Sometimes I give him a little piece of cheese. Rupert lives in a cage, but I take him out of his cage for about an hour every day. He loves running around my room.
My name's Sylvia. I've got a horse called Starlight. She's black with a white star on her head. I feed her oats once a day, but she also eats grass all day. I brush her every day before I go to school. After school, I ride her for an hour every day.
I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Education Report. We started our foreign students series on American higher education in September, at the start of the new school year. Now that year is ending, and so is our series. But not yet. We still have a few more subjects. For example, listener Zegei Mulu in Ethiopia asks about graduation ceremonies. May and June are the months when most American colleges and universities hold their commencements. These ceremonies are a time for family and friends to gather and celebrate a student's completion of an academic degree. Most ceremonies are traditional. The students wear caps and gowns over their clothing. One by one, their names are called. They go to the front, shake hands with school officials, and receive a document of some kind. But first, they must sit and listen to speeches. Colleges and universities often invite famous guests or former students who have become successful. Schools often want speakers to comment on world events. This Saturday, for example, President Bush is to speak at the graduation ceremony at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another speaker that day at another school is Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. She will speak at the commencement at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. News people are often invited to speak at graduations. So are entertainers. Actor John Lithgow, a 1967 graduate of Harvard, will speak at the university on June 9th. Then there are speakers like Jon Stewart. He entertains by making fun of the news. His popular program, The Daily Show, appears on Comedy Central on cable television. Last year, Jon Stewart spoke at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. He graduated from there in 1984. He did offer some serious advice. He said, "College is something you complete. Life is something you experience. So don't worry about your grade or the results or success. Success is defined in myriad ways, and you will find it. Love what you do. Get good at it." Well, that is not all, Jon Stewart said. You can find his full speech on the William and Mary website, www.wm.edu. And our foreign student series is online at voaspecialenglish.com. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Gwen Uten. I'm Gwen Ooten with the VOA Special English Education Report. We started our foreign student series on American higher education in September, at the start of the new school year. Now that year is ending, and so is our series. But not yet. We still have a few more subjects. For example, listener Zegei Mulu in Ethiopia asks about graduation ceremonies. May and June are the months when most American colleges and universities hold their commencements. These ceremonies are a time for family and friends to gather and celebrate a student's completion of an academic degree. Most ceremonies are traditional. The students wear caps and gowns over their clothing. One by one, their names are called. They go to the front, shake hands with school officials, and receive a document of some kind. But first, they must sit and listen to speeches. Colleges and universities often invite famous guests or former students who have become successful. Schools often want speakers to comment on world events. This Saturday, for example, President Bush is to speak at the graduation ceremony at Calvin College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Another speaker that day at another school is Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. She will speak at the commencement at the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. News people are often invited to speak at graduations. So are entertainers. Actor John Lithgow, a 1967 graduate of Harvard, will speak at the university on June 9th. Then there are speakers like Jon Stewart. He entertains by making fun of the news. His popular program, The Daily Show, appears on Comedy Central on cable television. Last year, Jon Stewart spoke at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. He graduated from there in 1984. He did offer some serious advice. He said, "College is something you complete. Life is something you experience. So don't worry about your grade or the results or success. Success is defined in myriad ways, and you will find it. Love what you do. Get good at it." Well, that is not all, Jon Stewart said. You can find his full speech on the William and Mary website, www.wm.edu. And our foreign student series is online at voaspecialenglish.com. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Gwen Ooten.